The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is changing the way it handles heavy garbage, and it's drawing criticism from some residents. For decades, the CVRM has held an annual heavy garbage pickup period, giving residents a chance to discard unwanted heavy items and others a chance to pick through the offerings. Starting May 1st, the CVRM will be introducing a call-to-haul model for heavy garbage pickup. For no cost, residents will be able to request a heavy garbage pickup from the municipality, who will collect unwanted items at any time of year. In a post on their Facebook page, the CVRM says once residents have registered, they will receive a pickup date and instructions on how to place items on the curb. They say residents can use the program multiple times throughout the year, but only 5 items will be collected at a time. Meanwhile, the CBRM is introducing residential tipping fees at 2 waste management facilities. Starting May 1st, the waste management facility on Spar Road in Sydney and the waste management facility in North Sydney will be charging a flat rate of $5 per vehicle for up to 100 kilograms of residential mixed waste, or $8 per 100 kilograms of residential mixed waste. CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark is commenting on the changes to garbage and discussed why the changes were made.
Part of the process is to look at a year-round call-to-haul that allows for better waste management practices for heavy items, but also provide for more convenience. So it's a transition year, but our solid waste management team will also be educating the public of what items can go out with the regular weekly garbage, which will be other items, for instance, as something like a discarded lamp that no longer works. That can be put curbside so it doesn't have to be held. And in the process, hopefully, that will allow people to have access not just to one time a year, but year-round with the call-to-haul program, up to 5 major items or large items at a time. And it doesn't restrict the number of times that people can look for scheduling, and it will be something that provides for a scheduled process, but one that will hopefully improve services long-term. But this is a transition year, and we recognize that.
He compared the new call-to-haul model to the previous annual pickup.
What this allows people, again, is that you don't have to accumulate large items over the course of a year. As you, for instance, whether it's a mattress or replace a sofa that's no longer usable, or a washer or dryer, you can schedule to have those things taken away on a regular basis. And in fact, having that as a year-round service hopefully allows people not to be thinking about illegal dumping, because they don't have to. Those that illegal dump are doing it anyway and really don't respect, if they're not respecting the environment, they're really not respecting themselves as a responsible citizen, which becomes an enforcement-related issue. But as far as providing a better year-round service, you have to transition that process. Last year, to achieve heavy garbage cleanup over the short period of time that people were looking for was approximately $1 million expense. And this service will provide, again, a year-round access and opportunity, but also for regular garbage collection, there will be a public education campaign of what can be put out weekly that can be outside of a garbage bag, clear or black. That is being worked on by our officials so that the public can see other ways to not accumulate any solid waste and have to store it for a year, that they can actually have access to this year-round program. So, again, it's a transition year. It's something new, and changes, we all want the outcome of change. The process of it is one that is not always, if it's not understood, it's not necessarily liked. But I think people will like the fact that, over the course of any time of year, I think of Christmas time, for instance, when people trade out appliances, other items they're trying to renew. Rather than holding those items, they'll be able to schedule in the winter to have those items removed, and they don't have to wait till the spring. And that is just a matter of, again, try to do an overall system change that will provide, hopefully, year-to-year stability. And a year-round program will allow people to know that as they have an item, they don't have to accumulate. They can get on a schedule, and they'll be advised of when the pickup will happen. And then that process will be there for all citizens to use. We're working with our team throughout the CBRM to get access both by phone and online for requests. So it should be a seamless process when it gets up and running. So look forward to seeing when we get to May the rollout of the program, and hopefully people seeing how ease of use will be a better service overall.
He spoke more about illegal dumping and the effects these changes could have.
Anyone that's illegal dumping is doing it because they don't have, again, regard for their community, and I say for themselves. So I think anyone looking at a tipping fee is looking at people that would normally go and want to remove items. But the call to haul year-round for any of those large items, they don't need to worry about going to the dump to have that done. They can actually call and have those major items taken care of. So it reduces, in some cases, the need for people to think about, what am I going to do with this extra, heavy garbage? I can actually just call, get it collected. It'll be scheduled. They'll come. They'll pick it up. So we're hoping that the actual call to haul program will actually eliminate the need for people to accumulate large items, and it will allow them to have the ease of a system that is responsive year-round. So I'm hoping that it will actually encourage less illegal dumping, because there's no need when you can call and it'll be picked up.
However, Clark would like to see an increase in illegal dumping enforcement regulations.
So part of the budget process included public education and awareness, and that awareness also comes with the knowledge of what the enforcement processes are, and even for the public to understand that we do have a police officer assigned to waste management and illegal activities associated with it, as well as our public educator. But our communications team is going to be working with community groups. When we have the great community cleanup, it is going to be part of, again, looking so that as part of that cleanup, people can have access to our waste management facilities, and that will be free of charge in May when we do the community initiatives. So, again, the public education piece, but also the enforcement piece. And I've said, as part of the district budget meetings, we need to work with the province, because we got to have greater teeth, which means asking the province to increase the summary offense ticket amounts so that they actually have weight, and people will see it as a disincentive. And I believe that offenses such as illegal dumping should come with loss of points as well as suspended license for, and that's something the province is in control of, and that is on my list to discuss with the province of how to do greater enforcement through better penalties and size of fines.
The CBRM says they will be releasing additional details about the changes in the coming weeks. However, many residents are still concerned with the changes and the potential they could have to increase illegal dumping in the community. An online petition is circulating through Cape Breton-centric Facebook groups calling for the municipality to reconsider the changes and restore the previous models for heavy garbage pickup. Coast 89.7 News reached out to the organizers of the petition, but did not receive a response. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.